there.
Ross said, don't go too far to the school or the policeman won't let you go under the lions. And what this has to do with another day when he wanted me to go under the Lions Bridge and I couldn't. Or up on the Lions Bridge and I couldn't.
Ross pointed me to Sam's feet and made a out of some clothespins. And he said, you know, we want Kenobi and C-3PO and R2-D2 and Princess Leia are in there. Just kind of rattles those off from memory whenever he wants to. No, not Princess Leia. I'm sorry. He didn't say Princess Leia. Now he heard me say that and he corrected it. You're right. Just start. He knows that R2-D2, C-3PO, and Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan, and Kenobi are supposed to be in the sand speeder. He knows who is supposed to be in what thing at what point in the Star Wars deal. Now, Mary, you want to read this on to the tape?
Ross said, you know what Daddy had? Mom said, what? Ross said, an infectation. I think that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy had... what? Mom. An infection. Yeah. Oops. Ross. Yeah. And what did Lila have? Mom. She was sick. Ross.
What do you call that?
What do you call that?
And Mommy said an infection.
Oh, actually, he said, what do you call that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that? Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call that? As if he sort of knew what it was.
He knows what it is, but he can't.
What? She was sick? What did Snoopy have? What did Daddy have in his nose?
An infection.
Ross said, I want tea with sugar in it, not hot. And I said, well. And then he said, well, what? And I said, well, wait a minute. On his way back from the preschool today, June 17th, Ross said, where's your airplane mail? Even though he knew that I had gotten a package by air freight. And I said, where's your airplane mail? He knew that I'd, and this is just out of the blue, kind of, you know. Oh, I had been checking at the consulate. That was part of the deal, I think. And then he asked me, do you know the story about the wolf and the gingerbread man? I said, no, I don't know that story. He said, it goes like this. And he went on and started telling me the story in sort of a mumbled voice. I couldn't really follow too well. Ross says, I told Ross he couldn't come. He says, yeah, I can. I got my work all finished off and I can come. He wants to come to buy some stuff with me. And then I said, no. And then he said, I got my work finished off. What else?
We'll watch me finish my work off.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But you have to stay here, okay?
No,
I'll be back in a little bit.
No, you watch me.
Honey, I gotta go, and you gotta stay here.
No!
Okay, now Ross is gonna say what happened. Ross came up to me and said, guess what happened, okay? Now tell me what happened.
So they were playing in his car, and I played with the shoes. And after that, they went back home, and we went back home. And then...
I told Ross to hold his horses, and he said, don't say that. He does a lot of, don't say that.
I'm not an animal.
You're not an animal?
No.
You don't have those horses, or you're not an animal?
I'm not an
animal. Why are you not an animal?
Because
I'm a boy. Uh-huh. Did you have a good
sleep, little boy?
Yeah, you got fast shoes. You ready? A snowy tauntaun? Of a hairy tauntaun or a snowy tauntaun?
It's a snowy tauntaun.
Snowy tauntaun.
Mommy?
Yeah?
Yes.
Now show Daddy what happened to Chewbacca's arm. What happened to Chewbacca's arm? Show Daddy Chewbacca's arm like he showed me. Tell him about it.
Shoot off.
Shoot off the arms?
Yeah.
Okay, how did it happen?
Yeah.
What is that
about Chewbacca's arm in the water and everything?
Yeah, it
broke off.
Show
Daddy how about his arm.
This is in the water and it went, and I don't know
about it. It did?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean just like the Wicked Witch of the West?
No. No, yeah.
It melted?
Yeah.
I'm melting.
Yeah, I melt.
And so there was no more arms?
No.
That's a new idea.
He's leading him down the primrose path. You know that? He has another story. The arm is smaller than the other one. The right arm is smaller than the left.
How come?
It got that way by because he put it in the water.
Oh, I see.
The white arm.
Yeah, is smaller than the other one? Which one's the smallest one?
That's good, Ron. That's good. That is the right arm.
Why is it smaller?
It is.
Because this is the same leg I have.
Is your right arm small?
No, what's big and this is little.
And his right arm is smaller than his left arm. I didn't know.
Can I see Chewbacca?
The Chewbacca arm is smaller. If you put it up in the air, you'll see.
You're right, Ross.
Isn't that amazing?
I think it's because he had a blaster in one of his hands and it made his hand get too short and it blasted off his hand.
Yeah, it did.
But if you put him up in the air, you can see him.
Okay, here you go. I'll give it to you now.
What?
Yeah, he's a mean-looking monster.
No, he isn't.
And he's got all his bullets for his blaster right there.
No, he didn't. He just lost.
Listen, he lost his blaster, didn't he? By the way, we're not buying any new we're not buying new toys when they lose their blasters. Did you know that?
Mm. Well, what's got a new Chewbacca with not a blaster? Just a lightsaber, okay?
Right, yeah. That's when we're getting around the regulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ross said, could me and Marty put a Band-Aid on my daddy because he's killed by us? It's a double Oedipus bandage?
Yeah, but I told you.
Okay, come on you guys, come here. Fix your poor dad. Come and fix your poor daddy. He told Ross it was where he killed me. This is, put the band-aid on me and he told Mark it's an emergency band-aid. I don't know where he learned that, but evidently he knows the emergency is what they was about. Band-aid, Mark. Band-aid. Band-aid. Oh. Think I'm gonna be okay?
Yeah.
You're gonna take me to a hospital?
No, you're okay.
Are you sure?
I
am. Well, am I gonna have to take any medicine?
Yeah. It will be good medicine.
What is it gonna be?
It's gonna be good Flintstones.
Good Flintstones?
Yeah. Good Flintstones.
Can daddies take boy Flintstones?
Boys take those too, right?
Yeah. Well, don't give me too many or I might get sick. So here's an aspirin. I don't give you too many aspirin.
I just got 3 aspirin.
Oh, okay.
And now wake up. You can wake up. Because now you're all sick.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you are.
But don't I need help still?
Yeah.
What kind of help do I need?
You need a
Snoopy Band-Aid. Snoopy Band-Aid, what else?
On your eyes are on.
My eyes are on?
No, your eyes are on.
Snoopy Band-Aid. Oh, Snoopy Band-Aid on my other arm.
Yeah, Papa? Yeah.
It's okay, honey, I don't need one. I feel okay now. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Mommy, I don't need another Band-Aid. I think I'm okay now.
You get another Band-Aid because...
No, I'm okay.
No, not because I hurt you right there, too.
No, you were pretty good to me. You didn't hurt me there.
Yeah, I did.
So, which hurt me right up here. This is where you killed me.
No, I killed you right here, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, just a kiss will help me.
And kiss your Band-Aid.
Okay. And tell me that you won't hurt me anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not going to kill your dad anymore?
No. Just when we're at a fun place.
Just when we're playing for fun, right? Just when we're playing for fun, right?
Yeah, just when we're in a fun place.
When we're in a what?
When we're in a fighting place.
Or when we're in a fighting place?
Yeah.
And when we're doing that fighting?
Yeah.
With boys, where the boys fight real hard with their dads?
Yeah.
That part's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind that part. But where you hurt, I don't want you to hurt your baby brother.
No.
You won't, will you?
No.
Good. Now, help your poor old dad to get up, okay?
Thanks.
Stand up on the floor. And then I'm finished. He wants. He says, I want that bear cheese, not the one who dances. I want that bear cheese, not that bear cheese. And he points one of the that bears is the cover to the med vest, right? The other is the individual. And he said which one was the one that he wanted, Emily, there's that bear cheese and the other bear cheese, and there's also the one that dances, and he was distinguishing between the three. Part of this got erased accidentally. Okay.
Mark, Ross was helping Mark take a, I don't know, take his foot out of a string. And when he was finished, while he was doing it, Marky was saying, help, help, to Ross. And then when Ross finished, Ross said, that was a lot of work. And actually he said, phew, that was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And Marky said, see, help, pointing to Ross.
Ross wasn't really asleep, but he heard an ambulance in the distance, and he said, he woke up sort of, and he said, somewhere an ambulance woke me up.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, Mommy told me a thing about Star Wars on my book.
Did she?
Yeah.
She told you a story about Star Wars on your book. Oh, so also Ross was in the floor, and he said, you stepped me. In other words, he wanted me to step on him. He said, you stepped me. And he also said, you fly me. In other words, he wanted to say, you make me fly. He said, you fly me.
And my bat moves you.
How are you supposed to really say? You're supposed to say, you make, Daddy, you make me fly. Make me fly.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm a grouch, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I'm big.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm here. Can I?
No, I'm working.
Afterwork is going to see my heart, okay?
The afterwork is going to be seeing your heart.
But why is the heart on my pillow? Is there a heart on my pillow? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It kissed the heart on the pillow.
It kissed the heart. You did?
Yeah. It kissed the heart because it pooped.
Because it what?
Because it pooped.
Because it pumped?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, that's why it kissed.
And boom, boom. I told Ross I was going to buy some new tape recorders. He heard me say it. He said, after a little while, when we talked about some other things, he said, which day are you going to buy the tape recorders? Not when you're going to buy them, but which day? This is June 20th, and Ross said, I'll be Chewbacca who drives with Han, which is actually a non-restrictive relative clause. He was one of his first. Ross said, remember when you got mad at me? I took my clothes all off. I said, yeah. He said, why did I take my clothes all off? And I said, I don't know. He said, because I wanted to be a puppy.
So that was a nice use of a rhetorical question. This is on June 21st regarding my getting mad at him on June 20th at night for him taking his sleeper off. And then he saw me take some batteries out of the battery charger. He said, "Why you touch that all up?" And I told him not to touch that because he might get a shock. He said, "Why you touch that all up?" Oh, and last night he said, you fly me, or you flied me. I don't know, you made me fly. I picked up the bed cover and or the down quilt and shook it and put it over him, and he sort of made his legs flop around. He said, "You flied me." I'm not sure whether you fly me or you flied me. Last time I taped in his tape recorder, he said, "I didn't know your tape could go in my tape recorder." And I said, "Oh, don't take it out." I said, "We'll be good if you give us chocolate." I said, "You better give it, talk to Mommy." And then he said, "I want to talk to you about chocolate." "How come?"
"We won't be good."
"You won't be good?"
"Yeah, we will be good if you give us that."
"You have to be good even without it."
"No."
"Yeah. You have to just take your love. You take your little love, and then you're happy."
"No."
"Yes."
"No, that's not enough. I'm going to get my love, and I'm going to get the chocolate."
"First get your love."
"Okay."
"And then you get your love to your daddy."
"Okay."
"Then you break up."
"Okay."
"Oh, okay."
"Okay."
"You love it. And then
chocolate."
"And then all things are good."
"Okay."
"All right."
"Okay."
"You can."
"I'm back again. Thank you." "Thank you."
"I have salt and salt utensils." "Are they salt utensils?"
"No, salt is stuck."
"Are you happy?"
"Yeah."
"Are you good?"
"Yeah."
"You're my little boy?"
"Yeah."
"You want to be friends forever?"
"Yeah."
"How about Molly?"
"Yeah."
"Is she happy?"
"Yeah."
"Okay."
"Yeah." "But why did Mommy get your bed?"
"Hmm."
"Tell me why."
"You want to sleep with me?"
"Huh?"
"You want to sleep with me?"
"Why is it?"
"For fun." "You want to go and sleep with Mom?"
"No."
"Okay."
"Can I sleep with you?" "And Marky will sleep with Mommy." "But Marky has to sleep with me." "Okay." "Why don't Mommy get any sleep?" "Tell me why."
"Didn't get any sleep?"
"No."
"Must have been real funny and you couldn't sleep."
"No, because I remember sleeping with this and Julia had her head across, her head a half shoes on her quad."
"You had what on?"
"They had shoes and I cried."
"You had shoes and you cried?"
"Yeah."
"At Jesus' house?"
"Yeah, and I had shoes. I cried."
"When you went had shoes like that?"
"Yeah, and when we went to Jesus' house."
"That was when you were sick, right?"
"Yeah, we tell you that."
"I don't remember that, honey.
Tell me.
I just remember that you were sick."
"Yeah."
"We went to Juju's house."
"Yeah."
"And you had to, you lied down."
"Yeah."
"And you went to sleep." "And Marky was good and he went to sleep." And then we all, Susan and Mommy and Daddy had dinner. Mm-hmm. And then the boys woke up and watched TV. Mm-hmm. It was a good TV program.
And what did they do after that?
Then they started running around, causing trouble, so we went home.
Yeah.
Oh, and Susan gave you a lot of chocolate and candy. So. Yeah.
Mm,
I love you.
Yeah.
Go play with Mommy. I want you to go talk to her.
No.
Why not?
For a big bit.
For a big bit?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you go Mommy for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to sleep right here. No more talking, okay? Marky's sitting here. I know this is Ross's take, but Marky's sitting here saying, say bye-bye. Say puppy.
It's not Popeye.
Say Popeye.
Popeye.
Say tickle.
Coco.
Tickle.
Coco. Bye-bye.
Say pee-pee. Say
pee-pee.
Say nose. Nose. Say nose.
Pee-pee.
Say nose.
Say pee-pee.
No.
Pee-pee.
No pee-pee.
Hmm?
Say tickle.
Coco.
Tickle.
Coco. Coco. Say pee-pee, pee-pee.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say thank you, Mommy.
Thank you, Mommy.
Say you're welcome, Mommy.
Welcome, Mommy.
You're welcome, Mommy.
No. Welcome, Mommy.
You're welcome, Mommy.
No.
Say, I'm Mark.
Mark.
You're Mark?
Mark.
Say, give
say,
me, I love you.
Welcome, Mommy.
I love
hi,
you. Thank you, Mommy.
Thank you, Mommy.
Ross said, bad boy is going to get a spanking. Mark's a bad boy. He's going to get a spanking. Syllogistic reasoning.
I want to eat. Sometimes you do.
He said, Marky doesn't poke you in the tummy. And Ross said, sometimes he does.
Sometimes my daddy does too. I do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, Ross asked me, do I have a lot of pee-pee? No, I don't have any, I just finished. Ross said, yeah, I didn't buy it in the German store because the German store was closed.
Oh.
Everything was closed, so I couldn't buy any stuff that I wanted to buy.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Ross said, you know why I have a lot of pee-pee? You know why I have a lot of pee-pee? I have a lot of pee-pee because I drank a lot of wine. Again, it was a rhetorical question. And he said, Daddy, why did you move from that place where your shirt, from that place your shirt was to the bottom part of the bed? I told him because I was tired and I wanted to get a good sleep. Lift one up with that?
Daddy.
Yeah?
Where's my baby?
Yeah?
The other white thing.
Yeah. Why do you have your Band-Aid?
Because I can't fall off.
Your toes can fall off?
Yeah. Fast.
Yeah. Then you'll have a perfect toe. Then when you finish, your toe will be all nice.
Yeah. So, and my blood will be... my toe.
We all gone.
Why would it?
We all gone, huh?
Why?
Because then you'll have a nice new toe.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But Santa's coming right now.
Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not until it's cold and when it gets snowy. You're cute, you know that?
Yeah.
Please come in and be real close to your daddy. Want to come in here real close to your daddy? And we could be sort of pushy. You want to be sort of pushy?
Yeah.
And come on in.
But I got to get my little baby bike first to be pushy.
You can be pushy? Okay.
Yeah, but your baby bike.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Guys, I appreciate it.